둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You love good artists. I see that.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. You can find us at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Of course, we've had some great guests drop by lately. Hannah Stocking, Madison Pettis, and Yvonne Orji were just here to talk about The Wrong Paris, the movie out now on Netflix. We talk with Willem Dafoe and Corey Hawkins about The Man in My Basement, Soft Cell, OMD, both here. Sabrina Impacciatore, you know her as Esmeralda on The Paper, the spinoff of The Office. You've also seen her in The White Lotus. Lizzie Hale, lead singer of Hailstorm, was just here as well. Wayne Coyne, The Flaming Lips, the cast of Alien Earth, including Timothy Oliphant and Sydney Chandler. Devo dropped by. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Tonight, we're going to be talking about The Senior. It's the against all odds true story of Mike Flint returning to play college football at 59. Now having the world record for oldest college football player. We're going to be talking with not only Mike Flint, but also the guy who plays him, Michael Chiklis. And we'll be talking later on with Rob Corddry and Mary Stuart Masterson, who also star in the movie. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But of course, Michael Chiklis, the Emmy-winning actor who's made a career out of being the toughest guy in the room, whether it's a corrupt cop on The Shield, a superhero in Fantastic Four, or just himself belting out tunes in his musical acts. And Mike Flint, who decided retirement was boring and laced back up at age 59, making him the oldest player in history to hit the college football field. They've made the story of his life, which is what we're going to talk about. In fact, Michael Chiklis and Mike Flint are going to unpack the emotional layers behind the film, how it taps into themes of regret and masculinity and forgiveness and second chances, and what it meant for both of them to step back onto the field at the same age. Michael Chiklis talking about pushing his body through long shoot days, working alongside Mary Stuart Masterson, and the pressure of portraying someone else's legacy, and they'll both share how the team came together on set and how one dance scene broke the ice for the cast. All that and more, let's get into talking about The Senior in theaters. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael Chiklis and Mike Flint.
Hi, Kyle.
Pleasure to meet you both and to congratulate you on a hell of a movie.
Oh, thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
I had my wife walked in and said, "What are you watching?" And I turned around and there were tears in my eyes. I said, "Football movie." She goes, "I get it."
Yeah, you know? Wow. Yeah.
Our kind of guy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I got to say, I felt the same way when I read this story. I just, you know, you know, it was great. A friend of mine who just saw the movie, who's a sports writer in the Boston area, he wrote me a text. He said, "Am I crying about a football player who just made a block?" And I said, "Yes, you are, sir." And he goes, it's a whole lot more than that, isn't it? And I said, "It sure is." And it just said to me, "Oh, you got it. You got it." Mm-hmm. This is a redemption tale. This is an inspiration. And what Mike did is something that we all want to do. You know, any of us, we all have regrets in our life. We all have things that we look back at and facepalm and say, "Oh man, why didn't I?" Or how can I make that better? And you torture yourself. You really do. And even about things that aren't that really, really, when you look at it, I love the humility of this show. Like that scene, and I've never talked about this in any of the interviews, but the scene where you say, I've lived this scene where you and the guy you broke his nose, mm-hmm. and you find out that when he apologizes to you, mm-hmm. and you're like, "Wait a minute, I had that same thing with a friend of mine from that I thought he held this thing on me from high school days, and he felt bad about it. And we ran into each other when we were in our 30s. We ended up crying and hugging each other. And that's one of the scenes. I've always wanted to say that to you, that particular scene is like one of these things we torture ourselves and we'd like to fix it. And you got to be able to forgive yourself and move forward. And if this is an inspiration for people to dust off some old issues in their life and move forward.
Yeah.
That scene, and there was a few more in there. I was talking to Rob and Mary about this too. I said, what surprised me about this movie in certain points is how it talked about masculinity, you know, and breaking down, you know, those ways that we saw it in the past and something like that. Like even between you and the coach, the way, you know, he was looking out for you and all of that. Like there was something there that you don't get in a lot of movies like this.
Yeah, man.
But I think I really appreciated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, the coach was actually, I think 8 years older than the coach.
Wow.
And so, you know, he did. And when I came in there, I put his program under a microscope, and that was not something that he bargained for. And so there were a lot of things that he was dealing with that were outside of the all the positive impact and things like that that I was bringing to the team. But he had a lot of personal things that he was dealing with because he made the decision to give me a chance to play. And so I've had tremendous respect for him. We haven't contacted each other in many, many years, but I will be forever grateful to him for saying, "Okay, I'm gonna give you a chance."
You haven't talked to him about him being in the movie yet?
No. He made the decision that he resigned after at the end of season. He resigned and got out of coaching and left somewhere and lived here on the West Coast. Yeah. And I don't know where.
What a way to go out then on a season like that for both of you. I mean, and it is, I know it's been said before. I'm sure you hear the word crazy all the time. I mean, just what a crazy story it is. What an amazing story it is.
And the first thing I asked him, I said, Mike, are you crazy? You know,
you don't seem crazy. Yeah.
No, he's not crazy.
Yeah. And we'll be right back right after this.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael Chiklis and Mike Flint. There's that thing that's, you know, the little party favor question, icebreaker. You get to have someone play you in the movie of your life. Who do you get? Like, you figured that out. You actually got that. It's the, he's sitting right beside you.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's, again, in my fate, this whole thing has, you know, has been in God's hands. And, you know, there were a lot of other people that were considered and stepped up. And, but, you know, I knew in the back of my mind, I'm looking at these guys and they would finally admit, hey, there's no way. We've got doubles. No, I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to get out there trying to run around on that field with a football uniform on and look like I'm an athlete, because I can't do that. This guy could. And, you know, he is the guy, he was the one.
Man, that makes me happy to hear, because I was the captain of my football team in high school, but I am no Mike Flint. And, you know, I threw myself at it. I had a wonderful time. I was just terrified that something was going to break. You know what I mean? Because I was 59 when I made this movie. Mm-hmm. And that's just not normal. It's just not normal. And like, couple of those scenes where I'm hitting Willie Bell over and over again, you know, you don't do one take in the movies. You don't do one take, you know, mm-hmm. you do a lot of takes. And mm-hmm. we were there for 12 hours a day, and man, I'd go home and I'd just be like, oh my God. And I get up the next day, and it was the next day that was worse, because everything just stiffened, yeah. you know, yeah. But you know, you fight through it and you pray and you keep going, and, you know, and it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my whole career, honestly. And also fun. I mean, these boys that I got to play with, they were funny and talented and charismatic, and Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
To play opposite. That's
I don't
an
need
partner.
Any other. Yeah. I don't need to use an adjective.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yeah.
Right.
She was amazing. Yeah.
Love seeing you all play off of each other. Really. Seriously. And I was thinking, like, you played real life people before. I think the last time we talked, you were playing Red.
Yeah, Red.
In Winning Time. Like
Curly Howard, John Belushi. Yeah, I've done a bunch of these. And it's daunting. You want you know, you want the family or the person themselves to love what you've done, you know, what you're doing. And it's a lot of pressure, really is. I take it very, very seriously because it's part of their legacy. It's part of how they'll be remembered, whether they like it or not, you know, at that point. And it's a giant leap of faith for the person. And, you know, I got to say, when we started, you know, Mike was there and there's Eileen and they're off camera and then they're still off camera and they're staying. And then I go to the director,
52
and I'm like,
days.
I'm like, are they staying? And he's like, yeah, they're staying. And I was like, huh? And they were there every minute, every day. And I at first I was like, huh, but you know what? They were so, I think, awestricken by the process, production. And they'd never seen that before. And they never realized how hard crews on films work and how they break their backs and all of it, that they were just fascinated. And he ended up being my greatest actor because I'd be able to turn to him and go, hey, Mike, well, you know, he wasn't the opposite of obtrusive. Mm-hmm. He was so inobtrusive, you know, he and his wife, they were just lovely in there. But then it ended up that I could go to them and say, hey, you know, when this was going on, this isn't based on a true story. This is a true story.
Right.
You know?
Right. Where so much of it's true. Which there is one, and I'll get back to my thought about that one. But there was one point in here I thought, I was wondering how close the detail was, and that is the use of the song Rubber Band Man. Did that happen in the locker room with Rubber Band Man?
No, that did not. There were times when, you know, things would happen, and I was actually in college, quite the dancer, and so I can still dance now. And so anyway, the guys could not believe that you know, Mike's got some moves. So, but no, the Rubber Band Man thing didn't actually happen.
It's still a good song for the movie.
It's great.
The other guys will tell you in the team that was the day we became a team.
Really?
Because of that scene. Yeah, because it really made it, we were loose and okay with each other. You know, look, I'm the older guy. I've been in a ton of stuff. They were all young guys, never been in anything. And I think there was this yes, sir, intimidation thing. And I wanted them to feel okay. And they got to mock me and make fun of me a little bit. And I opened myself up to it. And when they realized it was cool, everything was cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We
bonded and that was it. We were in together.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
I mean, they've got to learn that you can sing. You are a singer. You have a band.
Oh, they know all that. They know all that. We were singing together and having a great old time. And my biggest fear as an actor was the trope, the locker room speech, you know, that big cliche, even though it was beautifully written, but Rod Lurie, being the wonderful director that he is, put it second to last day of shoot, knowing that at that point we had have gone through this odyssey together and bonded completely, so that when I was addressing these boys, they were my friends, they were my comrades, and we were able, and I went at them. And it was just happened, you know, it wasn't forced. Now that's the kind of thing that I never would have wanted to shoot that on day two of the movie.
Yeah. I don't think it would have had the impact anywhere near the impact.
No.
So you didn't like it at that point. You don't have to tap into something.
No, it was there. Yeah. It was there. And we were, and by the way, earlier that day, we were on the field shooting, and we were all soaking wet with sweat. We went into the thing, and it was hot in Texas. And, you know, I just was like, you know, it just happened. You know, you got to love it when they set the pick for you, you know, to use another sports metaphor.
Sure. But also to see you, I mean, the way this character is at the beginning, and fighting metaphors aside, he is a closed fist. He is a fist just balled up. And to watch you unfold over the course of that movie, which is, I mean, you're a professional for a reason, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but like, it, you know, if you're not tapping into something because it's so natural in that locker room speech, which is a great, powerful moment, you know, do you have to here and there tap into something to to do this process, to
unfold. You
like
have
that.
To tap into your own personal experience, into your life, and also into your imagination. You know, you have to walk a mile. One of the greatest gifts of being an actor is the fact that I get to walk a mile in another man's shoes and many different people. And it humbles you over time, unless you're just ignorant. It just, over time you realize, one of my favorite quotes is a Socratic quote. And then this is where I turn into a Greek philosopher in front of your eyes. I am Greek and I'm a philosopher, but it's one of my favorite quotes. It's the only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. And he obviously doesn't mean that he knew nothing, mm-hmm. but what he means is in the knowable cosmos, in the knowable world. And, if you look at any subject, physics, I only know this drop of what is knowable, and that's exponential. So you need to humble yourself in front of the universe and whoever your personal God is, and be grateful.
Yeah, beautifully said, and beautifully acted, and a beautiful movie. Seriously, I loved it so much watching you all do what you do. Congrats on it. And seriously, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to talk all about it.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith. We are talking about The Senior. Now, as I mentioned, Rob Corddry and Mary Stuart Masterson also star in the movie. Of course, Rob Corddry, Daily Show alum, improv troublemaker, the guy who made Hot Tub Time Machine an actual franchise, somehow turned medical malpractice into comedy gold with Children's Hospital. And Mary Stuart Masterson, 80s icon from Some Kind of Wonderful and Fried Green Tomatoes, who traded teen angst and southern kitchens for directing, Broadway, and running a farm in Hudson Valley. They're going to drop in to talk about their roles in The Senior. In fact, we'll talk about playing real people in this true story. They're going to dig into the emotional depth of the film, from aging athletes and unfinished business to the evolution of masculinity and the meaning of leadership, while also celebrating how the movie refreshes the sports genre by swapping toxic tropes for true camaraderie. Rob's going to reflect on tackling a more dramatic role as the furrowed-browed coach, while Masterson going to share what it was like portraying the real-life Eileen Flint, who was on set watching every move. Let's get into this part two, talking about The Senior. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Corddry and Mary Stuart Masterson.
Hi. I'm looking at your background.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, look at all.
Looks like the bathroom at CBGB's.
Yeah. Oh, the bathroom here is much better. I promise you that.
Every bathroom is better than that one.
Thankfully. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to meet you guys. Congrats on the movie.
Thank you.
Wonderful, insane, crazy story. I got to figure that's the words that most people heard when they heard about this. And were you all familiar with it?
I did not know the story.
No, I didn't. It was in, when was it? Like the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. That this happened.
I hadn't heard of it before, but I certainly looked it up after.
Yeah. He must have been on a news break because it was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
That's why I feel like that too. It's like, how did I miss this?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is also nice going into the movie because you kind of figure out what kind of movie it is, but I don't know how it's going to end. You know?
Right. Yeah, you don't need to know.
It's better not to know.
Yeah, it probably is.
On the other side of that too, I mean, here you all find yourselves in a nice football movie and for Texas to be, I mean, we do know that. I at least know that part about Texas and football. Yeah. Like, do you all come in with any kind of knowledge on that side for you all?
Well, we shot on this field. It's this huge, beautiful football field. And you immediately think, well, this is college at least. And it was a high school football field.
And it's like,
that fit
what?
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe they even gave it to us
I know. Like,
to shoot it.
Because it was
luckily it was off season. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was a skater movie,
no, no, no.
But yeah, no, it was a great. I mean, I have family from Texas, down in Galveston Bay area, so not Fort Worth or Dallas, but or West Texas for that matter. But also, my family, a lot of sports fans. So
right.
Thanksgiving was stupid ball game. I think we chanted because we could never eat until the game, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, stupid.
You just had to play along.
Ball game. No, but I do love sports and I do love football and I love a football movie or a sports movie. So it was really fun to find myself in one. I didn't anticipate that ever happening. So that was kind of cool. But it's a different one, you know, because it definitely has the redemption theme and the, you know, the big drama built in, but then there's also, you know, themes about not quitting and not finishing what you start. And no matter how long it's been, just a story kind of about faith too and family. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's got all the things.
And the football is shot so well.
It really
is. It's really exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I was watching it and, we're not much of a sports family anymore, but my wife comes in, and I'm sure it's close towards the end, and I'm just tears in my eyes. And she goes, "What are you watching?" And I said, "Sports movie. It doesn't matter. Sports movies know how to do this. We don't have to. It'll just pull it out of you."
Yeah, name a bad sports movie.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
There's so good.
I've never seen Air Bud, but
you know, okay,
it's fantastic.
they're all good, and then some are great, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's it.
Like
yeah.
pizza. It's like pizza.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Well, on the other side, like, but here you are. You all are playing real people. Like, how much do you lean on that? Like, how important is that to get it right?
Well, in my case,
you were being stared at.
I was being stared at by
the real Eileen.
By real Eileen. No, I knew that these people were going to be willing to be interviewed. I recorded Eileen's voice. Everything was remote because it was still COVID. So, you know, we had this great first meeting and I recorded it on my, you know, phone. And so got to sort of make sure the voice was right. But then I didn't really realize that they were going to be right there while we were shooting. And so that was a little intimidating at first, but they were just wonderful. And I got out of my own way with that eventually. And, you know, it's not like I'm doing an impersonation of her at all. It's just that the truth of the nature of the relationship was something that they were making sure of, which I would too. Somebody was doing my story. So that was kind of nice. They were not, I don't think they would have been there if they had a problem with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So that made it, they were collaborators. They were great.
But they could call you out on like, oh, that accent, which by the way, nice accent.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's her accent mostly.
Imagine if Eileen off camera was like, boo, I don't believe you, Masterson.
Again.
Well, that's the point, because when you know, if somebody gets the question, like, you know, the party question, like, if someone were going to play you in a movie, who would it be? You all are the answer to that for someone now.
Or we're just who they got stuck with, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You don't choose who's gonna play.
Like, you might not get two movies, so I'm thinking like I would be like, boo, no, this isn't, I can't. No, or maybe,
well,
I'm just
that's
grateful.
True. But this is the truth about anything. Like when you're making a film, and or two things. Like if you're an actor in a film, Your experience of making it is one thing. It has nothing to do with what the audience experiences from it. You know what I mean? They're two
Very
separate
true.
Things. I'm like, my internal reasons for doing it, what I experience, the relationships with the people you work with, what you take away is one thing. And it's really not, that's not for the audience. It's the filmmakers with the movie they put in front of the audience. That's for the audience and that's their own experience. And so it's always two different things versus a play when you're like, we were there the same night. And we did, you saw the show. We did that together. So it's always a funny thing. But I think it's also true with biopics. Like, you know, if you're getting at the essence of a theme and you have to do everything to support those themes, it's not going to necessarily be the same timeline. You're going to have to compress certain things so that it works in the space of an hour and a half, you know? Mm-hmm. And so those licenses should be taken in order to make the movie work as a movie.
Sure.
And I think that they were super supportive of this filmmaking team doing that. And that not everybody would be that way. They might be like, it didn't actually happen on that date. That wasn't the game he went to, whatever.
Oh, those were not bad.
Yeah. So they were really supportive of adapting it from something that happened to a story that could work in an hour and a half.
But that said, more than a lot of true stories, this one is most of these scenes actually happen the way they happen in the movie, you know, which I thought was great. Because you always wonder what's true and what's not. You can be pretty sure that a lot of what you're watching is very true to life.
Well, for you then, Rob, I mean, this coach, there are some great moments. First off, let me say your acting. It's great to see you with a furrowed brow character.
That's what he does.
So true.
He's a scowler.
Yeah. Because, you know.
So good. His work is so good in this role.
Thank
Specificity
you.
And stuff like that. It's more than a scowl.
I really, really enjoyed doing it. You know, it's so different from what I'm usually asked to play, which I was very honored to be asked. And I think they put a lot of trust in me. So that was, you know, I felt a little pressure there. And, but it was, I don't know. I find when their story is just comes to you like this one did, so put together, so craft. I mean, it took 18 years to get this movie made, that a lot of the heavy lifting is done for you. You know, you just have to serve what's on the page and you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was a very, I mean, I look back on it, probably on the day I wouldn't have said it was easy, but I have a memory of it being a very easy, wonderful experience.
Not to get too in the weeds, but I'm curious because as you said, you know, for the roles that we sort of know you and it's not like you've only played one type of role. Of course, you played lots of type of roles, but how did you end up like, why did they come to you? For this,
you know what? There is an answer to that, and I'm blanking. It was something.
You're good.
You know what? It was they wanted. No, it had nothing to do with that. They said, "Let's get someone terrible."
Yes.
You know, they wanted there to be some levity in the script, and so because the coach himself was a kind of eccentric dude, I never met him. They wanted maybe that role to be where some of the levity took place, and so they cast
Yogi Berra.
No, yeah, Yogi Berra.
Ow!
One of our funniest comedians.
On acid again.
And he and so, but I wasn't playing any. You know, when people say I'm funny in this movie, I don't. I try and think back to where I was trying to be funny, you know, because I wasn't really. It was just
you get to play the straight man.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's like I love
you,
it.
The thing is, you innately know what's funny. So there's like timing and there's character, you know, and that's what you're doing.
I mean,
the thing takes care of itself.
If anything, he's just sort of reacting to the insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That walks into his door, you know, walks into his office.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty
which is a great thing to bounce off of. Just that.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Because it's that whole thing. You carry it on your face the whole time. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. Once he stops realizing it's a joke, it's not a joke. He finds himself really, you know, the stakes become so high for him. You know, this man's safety and his part in it, his how responsible he feels for this man's well-being toward the end.
Right.
There's no transition period
it's
for
like,
him.
Where's
he goes
the
from
camera?
one to the other.
Yeah.
He goes from resenting this circus to being all in.
And it's interesting too, just like on a the story, the idea that you're taking a spot from someone else. Off of your team and the future of these kids, you know, the trajectory of other people, but he brings so much to the other kids' lives, and the sharing of the sort of coaching and the inspiration role
that,
with another man is something that takes a big man to
it
do
was
that.
Very hard for it because he really resisted it at first. The script had more about how the coach, and this was true to life, resented the circus that had been building around Mike Flint. And, you know, it was more like that. He just wanted to play football.
Yeah.
He just wanted to win. And he was saddled with this, you know?
Yeah. Right.
But then, and yeah, to give up that sort of the control of that a coach inherently has over his team to this very inspirational person took a lot.
And then, but you know, like most of these players aren't going to be, you know, NFL top of their, right?
No.
So what do you get out of team sports at that level? What you get is a lifetime of inspiration. And so I think that's one of the other things about this movie that's really cool is that, you know, sports are not just about an end. They're about, you know, what the team is and why people have to get past difference to join a team. And metaphorically, that is a very important message of the moment, I think, that we might all work together.
Find some common ground.
Find some common ground. And so I think that I always get that out of great sports movies, is that idea that, you know, it's not there's no I in team.
Yeah.
There's me, but there's no I.
Yeah. And even the, you know, as you were talking about, like, there is that part about masculinity. And
yeah.
You know, that we get to see. As you say, you know, two very traditional Texas guys, you know, from an you know, a boomer generation, and everything, that do have to start looking out for each other in ways that it was nice to see that on the screen, that becomes a part of the story as well. Like, it was noticeable, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that just unseating toxic masculinity is not usually what you see in a football movie.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I think that was very intentional, I think, and I think that lands, but it also delivers this, like, good time, you know?
It brings a new dimension to the sports movie in general, you know, which I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah, well, I loved both of you in it.
Well,
I loved
you.
The movie enough that it put tears in my eyeballs.
Who did you like better, though?
Chiklis.
Yeah, Chiklis.
Gotcha, yeah, me too.
Seriously, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk about it. It's such an honor to get to play talk to both of you all, and I hope Rob that we do get to see you with more furrowed brows in the future.
Me too, because I'm working on these forehead wrinkles.
Yeah,
exercise them.
Yeah,
all right.
11.
Take care, you guys. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
There you go. My thanks to Mary Stuart Masterson, to Rob Cordery, Michael Chiklis, and Mike Flint, the senior in theaters. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You'll get new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music and bonus interviews. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Van Morrison, Neil Young, Patti Griffin, Alabama Shakes, David Bowie, Prince, April March, G-Love, Nico Case, Eddie Vedder, The Black Keys, Iron and Wine, Johnny Marr, Loam, Bjork, Beastie Boys, Big Thief, and my interviews with Amy Berg, the filmmaker behind It's Never Over, Jeff Buckley, Aldous Hodge, and Kylie Cantrell. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.